Crossman's Crash Course for Writing with Style. Step 3. Use lively words. The first few podcasts in this series have touched on the elements I think are important to writing with style. If you missed them, please feel free to check out my overview, my podcast on grammatical accuracy, yes, it's key, and my explanation of the importance of smooth linkages. While those topics might seem too technical to qualify as stylistic elements, I can tell you that if there's anything more than 30 years of writing have taught me, it's that strong structure and solid technicals always underpin great writing. Today's podcast post deals with something that's probably a little more fun, however, and that's the importance of liveliness in writing. Lively word choice keeps people interested in what they're reading and complements the solid foundation you've laid by embellishing it. I'm not talking about anything grandiose or outlandish, just the little touches that add a whisper of surprise or interest. Like the word whisper, for example. This is not quite as easy as it sounds. Most of us have a standard range of words that we insert into our documents almost by rote, and expanding that range requires us to expand our vocabulary. That almost always involves the use of a dictionary or thesaurus, which requires more effort and more time. The Oxford English Dictionary, OED Online, has a great Word of the Day service that I find is a painless way to make friends with words I might not ordinarily encounter. Here's the link. It's www.oed.com. And I use my thesaurus often. Although the one that comes with Word is reasonably good, I still resort to my dog-eared copy of Roger's thesaurus from time to time. Mine has a complicated numbering system that I'm sure was set up by a mathematician, but it's an absolutely brilliant way to explore my native tongue. A writer's style is something like a signature, and as you develop your style, you find that your word choice is reflective of your outlook. This can get stale. You'll want to round out what you offer readers by taking chances every now and then, so you can bring variety and color to your work. Even if what you're writing is a thoroughly standard business report, a little variety will help engage your audience and keep them reading. Choose boring words, and yes, you'll bore your audience. None of us pays superb attention when we're bored. You want to make it easy for your audience to embrace your topic. My next podcast in this series is about how to create depth when you're writing, so stay tuned. And if you'd like more information about how I approach my work as a writer, author, editor, and book coach, please check out my website at www.crossmancommunications.com. And you can email me directly at susan@crossmancommunications.com. Good luck with the writing.